guy working. I don't agree with it, but I see this guy working. Sometimes when I say I see this guy working, it means I appreciate where he's going with it. Not this time. When I say I see this guy working, I see what you're trying to do. Rome, Charlie Strong isn't allowing his players to have guns? Good. The United States should do the same thing for its citizens. If you need a gun to feel like a man, you aren't one. And anybody who feels differently can kiss my butt. War the banning of all firearms in the United States. Double war me writing every word of this email just to troll out even more bad callers. Kevin in La Jolla. See, Kevin probably doesn't even agree with that. Or maybe he does. He's just trying to inspire more bad calls. Like, come on, Rome. Show's getting pretty boring. Boring! There are no bad calls. Nobody is trying to equate homosexuality with Down syndrome. Boring! You're losing it, Rome. The show is doing great this week. Let's spice it up. Come on now, Vance Mack. It's Friday. Send us off from the weekend with something good. Need a good phone call. What do you know, Rome? Obviously, mailing it in and checking out early and starting the weekend. Halfway through your show. Come on now. Why don't you do your work, Rome? Why don't you do some work? Right, I'll take a phone call. See how we do. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Idaho. William in Idaho. It's good to have you. William, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. You?
I'm great.
All right. Hey, with this Fred Rice thing, you know, I think he should have got suspended for more games and whatnot. But in the same sense, I believe that if a woman raises her hand to you like a man, she has stepped into that man's position, you know, and to defend yourself, if that's what it's got to take to layer out, then do it.
All right, so if a woman raises her hand, she's no longer a woman, then she's a man. So it's like man v. man, mano y mano, right?
Exactly.
And then if she raises her hand to a man, he's got no choice. He's just got to lay her out, right?
Well, if that's what it takes, then yes.
I would say no, that's not what it takes. Here's the difference. All right, so there's a call for you. He just went on record as saying, hey, look, he probably deserved a bigger suspension, but... if she raises her hand, she's no longer a woman. Then she becomes a man. No, actually, she's still a woman. And not only is she still a woman, but she's probably still outweighed by, I don't know, 75, 100 pounds. Which is exactly the point. That's why men don't hit women. They're at a huge disadvantage. They're not as strong. They cannot defend themselves like that. I mean, even if Ray Rice is only 5'8", right? Considered short by most standards. He's like 210. He's a cinder block, man. He's probably got 90 or 100 pounds on her. I mean, this guy might be 5'8", but what do you think he puts up on a bench? 400? So no, even if she raises her hand on him, it is still not a reason for him to go because she is a woman. You don't hit women. Where are you people brought up? I don't know. Where I was brought up, I was taught you don't hit women ever for any reason.